MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Sahil Mantini. He's head of macro research at 91. Sahil, appreciate the time today. The dollar, we've seen a decade and a half. I mean, almost since the global financial crisis, it's kind of been one-way traffic in terms of, you know, dollar and dollar assets have been the trade for global markets.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be speaking with you. The dollar is like any other asset class. If flows go in, they catch a bid, the prices go up. When flows leave, it loses a bid, the price goes down. The flows in the last 10 to 12 years have been the product of four reinforcing cycles. There's geopolitics and economics. There's rate differentials, which are driven by things like demographics, investment, productivity trends. There's investment flows, there's periodic FX adjustments. We are seeing at the moment is all four of those factors appear to be changing at the same time. And it's very similar to the past dollar peaks, 1971, 1985, 2002. So we kind of think there's a chance the dollar, a better chance than there has been, that the dollar goes into a multi-year period of decline.
And this, I take your point. I mean, all four of them. I mean, you talk about, you know, US fundamentals. I mean, we've seen that widening deficit. President Trump has got it as sort of number one on his agenda. Easy to talk about, perhaps a whole lot harder to do anything about. And that's with all four of these, it really is a case of they're kind of happening and they're almost in some senses, perhaps unstoppable.
Yeah. So it's a question like, are they unstoppable, right? And I think a couple of things are unstoppable. I think the meeting that J.D. Vance, Vice President Vance, had with in Munich, you know, really scared Europeans.
Yeah.
And the Europeans then decided that they were going to kick off a multi-year defense investment cycle, right? And then we have that kind of finalized at the NATO summit. That's an incredible achievement. A lot of presidents have tried to get that in, out of Europe, and Trump has. So I think that's unstoppable. I think what's more unknowable is like our industry has benefited by allocating towards the US, cross-asset flows. If you were in the US, you made more money than if you were in Europe. Mm-hmm. And that has changed this year, right? This year, you would have made more money, especially in non-dollar currencies, if you were in Europe or if you were in the US. So the question, like, is that going to continue? I think there's a pretty good chance that continues, because historically, you've got 10 years of US outperformance, 10 years of EM or non-US outperformance. And this time it's been like 14 years of US outperformance. So that cycle typically goes in line with the dollar. And, you know, I think there's a good chance it continues. I think the big question mark is, what are they, does the US administration have a concerted plan to devalue the dollar? So historically, US has had a really strong dollar policy. But Trump, Vance have started to say, oh, maybe we don't want a strong dollar. Maybe a strong dollar is bad for jobs in the Midwest. Maybe we actually want a weaker currency so we can export more. And if they start talking about that, as they have in the past, and start saying we want capital controls, we want something else, that is a pretty good sign for markets.
And it's a case of, I mean, you know, as you say, we've seen them talking around a weaker dollar. And to be clear, we're not talking around the end of the dollar. We're not talking about the collapse of the dollar. This is just sort of the end of, as you say, some 10, 12, 14 years of unprecedented, or truthfully, actually precedented, dollar strength, that cycle which has continued for the last decade plus.
Exactly. I think there's a lot of breathless commentary. Everyone's, you know, has these big questions. Is it the end of the dollar? Is it the end of US imperial supremacy? Whatever. I think just park all that. As an asset allocator, you know that there are dollar cycles. You know, we've had six since 1971, three up cycles, three down cycles. We think there's another bog standard down cycle.
Yeah.
And you can understand it. Now, if you're talking about like global currency change, you know, that happens once every 100 years. It's hard to forecast. It tends to be driven by major, major geopolitical events. You know, sterling, Britain had to go to the IMF three times in the 1970s. I mean, nobody's talking about the US going to the IMF, right? So just let's put everything in perspective. This is a pretty stranded dollar bear market, and we think it's overdue.
And some of it almost becomes, you're talking there around the fact that so far in 2025, it's been about EMs, it's been about Europe, it hasn't been about US assets for the first time in a very long time. That also becomes a little bit self-fulfilling. Fund managers look at this and think, hey, hang on a second. And they start shifting because they're, I hate the phrase, but chasing return.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, all of these factors have inertia, right?
Yeah.
So the fund manager inertia is exactly what you say. People nibble, And then the asset price goes up and then they go, oh, maybe I should have allocated more to it. And then it becomes self-reinforcing. Same thing is true on growth differentials, right? You build a factory, the factory does well. Maybe you think, oh, I should have put more capital there, I'm going to expand. And then that's the kind of slow process of reinforcement. Geopolitics, geoeconomics, pretty reinforcing.
Yeah.
A central bank decides that they're going to hold dollars, they're going to hold euros, and suddenly the euro does better. They decide that they're going to do more in that department. So a lot of these processes are deep, they are structural, and that's, by the way, why dollar cycles are much, much longer than other cycles. Like equity cycles, you know, how often do you get like a 20, 25% drawdown? You know, you can kind of map it out. It's about 7 to 8 years. Business cycles, how often do you get like a major decline in credit from peak? It's about 11 years. Dollar cycles are 15 to 18 years. They're very, very long. And that's because you've got these deep structural forces. And it's really important if you're an allocator, you know when the dollar cycle, you know, whether it's happening. Because if it's happening, a whole bunch of correlations and relationships change. Mm-hmm. And you have to be attuned to that. Otherwise, you're not going to be positioned as best as you can be in your portfolios.
Yeah, but that's a great point. It's that reinforcement. And hence, it is that slow process. It doesn't turn on a dime, but it is certainly indications are that it is happening at this point. We leave it there. Asheo Matini, he's head of Macro Research 91. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.